Alrighty. Welcome back to Walk with Purpose, where we give advice from a godly perspective. We're your hosts, Antonio and Hilda Collins. And good evening. We know we started this devotion a little bit later in the evening, but we had time and we're on our downtime right now. So we hope everyone is doing well. Happy Monday. It's the start of a new week. So, well, yesterday was, but you know, Monday, business-wise.
Today, wherever you're tuning in from right now, it's 10:35 Central Time. We're going off Central Time.
Yep. Alrighty, so some quick announcements before we get into prayer. Three announcements that we have, unless there's more that my wife has, is one is we're letting you guys know about This Is My Time Ministries. You guys can follow them on Facebook. Every Monday night, they have like a women's talk, and they have special guests on. And fortunately enough, my wife actually won a giveaway on tonight's talk. And shout out to Christy Miranda, which was the guest speaker on today's talk.
Yes, you can find her at, give me a second. Is this going to end if I, okay. Let me go ahead and go to Instagram, you guys, real quick. I had to search her up. She was tagged by This Is My Time Ministries Instagram. So if you guys can bear with us. How are you guys doing? How's your morning / day been? I hope it's been good. So her Instagram handle is Christy, at Christy.
Lee Miranda.
Lee Miranda. Christy.
C H R I S T I L E E and then Miranda. M I R A N D A.
Yes. And that was their virtual host tonight. And like I mentioned before, if you guys happen to not be able to be up at that time, if you guys work at that time, just getting off of work or going to work, whatever the case may be, you guys can always catch these. Talks.
Yep.
This is my YouTube.
Yep. This Is My Time also has a YouTube. This Is My Time Ministries, and you guys can catch all their previous talks as well as tonight's talk on there, or just go to their Facebook at This Is My Time Ministries and catch them on there too.
Yes, like what my husband mentioned, they were doing a giveaway, and our Instagram page happened to win. We've been following them for a while, so tune in whenever you guys get a chance. Also, on Mondays, I know I did a little quick announcements before the show started, was Monday nights on, I want to say, let me go real quick to it. Again, back on my phone. Let's see. It is through Zoom. It is a prayer. Prayer Zoom every Monday night / Tuesday morning, because it goes into Tuesday morning. Let me go ahead and give you guys the information. I no longer have the flyer, but I'm going to go ahead and act as if I'm signing in, and I will be able to give you guys hold on.
So it's pretty much just a mass prayer group, and it's for women only, obviously, and it's through Zoom, like my wife was mentioning.
Not obviously, because they don't know. That's what we're kind of describing it.
Okay. You know, well, yeah.
If we had the flyer, it would be apparent. Okay. So it actually isn't on here. So maybe I can log into The reason why it's very important to shout them out, it is because it's tonight. It's like 2 hours.
If you guys want to follow us on our Twitter account, we'll be able to post that link after this talk, like immediately after.
Yeah. Let me give you guys I'm pretty sure I can log in. We have time.
So anyways, So yeah, those are some of the announcements. While my wife is finding that, we'll go ahead and pray real quick. And then we can start with the devotion. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Thank you for allowing us to dive into your word and soak up all the knowledge and the love that you give us through the word of God. Lord, we just ask that today, tonight, that we are able to adjust our minds and open our hearts to your word and really just relish in all the goodness and greatness that you give us through your love and mercy, Lord. We just pray over each and every individual who's listening at this moment in time. And we just ask that if there's any needs or concerns that they need to bring to your petition, Lord, that they come to us or come to you humbly through prayer and ask you, Lord, because you are a God who gives. And we believe in that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So it's asking me to connect real quick. So I'll go ahead and do that real quick. Okay, yeah, everything popped up. let's see.
Like we said, if you guys are interested in the mass prayer group that happens tonight, we'll be able to find the links later on and post it for you guys on our Twitter account. If not, then, you know, then we'll be praying for you. Or if you guys have any prayer requests, you guys can DM us on Twitter and ask us anything. Or if you simply need a prayer, just go ahead and ask today and ask as a guest. So,
yes. So we're going to go ahead and start our morning devotion, which was supposed to be this morning, but because we are in the middle of moving and we're still in the process of settling, we have been kind of busy throughout the day, but we're now making time.
So today's devotion is titled The Joy of Truth. If you guys want to go ahead and grab your Bibles, grab your Bible apps, grab your highlighters, your pens, your notebooks, get the essentials, and let's dive into the Word. So the first Bible verse that we have today is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. So I'll give you guys a second and then we can dive into that. By the way, tomorrow night is...
Oh, yes. Tomorrow night, I wanted to be specific about this as well. I always screenshot everything. But I think I'm going to start writing in on my notes because, to be honest, both phones are getting pretty much booked with our Google Drive being very, very full. So there's going to be a live podcast with the group Level Up Girl Global, which you can find them on Instagram. And it's going to be Pastor Lucy and with it's called My Sister's Keeper, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central Time. They do have Instagram. They do have YouTube. So let me go ahead.
So yeah, while she's finding that, I'll go ahead and read the first Bible verse. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6, which says, "Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth." Amen.
Amen.
So it says, "In marriage, we hold a powerful position of influence in each other's lives. We can spur one another toward love and good deeds, or cause people to stumble." In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, and also in Matthew 18, verse 6, those are just different contrasts to the Bible verses that it says, spur one another toward love and good deeds, and then Matthew 18, 6 is called, or cause people to stumble. So it says, we can encourage faith in the word, or fall into doubt as we believe the enemy's lies. We can pursue obedience to God together, or we can tolerate sin and rebellion in our own home. So unfortunately, you know, we all kind of deal with that conflict sometimes. And when we have, like they say, a foothold for the enemy in our own home, a house divided cannot stand, like it says in the Bible. So we just have to realize that when we put those things in between our marriages, our relationships, you know, our relationships with our children or with siblings, that unfortunately it's going to, things that are easily broken apart, you know, it's, It's that evil is influenced in your relationships, and it begins to cause each other to sin or rebel against each other, or just being disobedient to God's word and not loving one another, you know? So we have to be mindful of what strongholds we're placing in our homes, in our marriages. So the enemy doesn't have a chance to even break apart what's meant to be built up by God's word, you know? If we allow the Holy Spirit to show us how to treat each other, how to speak to each other, how to live off the fruit of the Spirit, then, you know, there's no way that things like that can happen. And trust me, speaking from experience.
Even when we do, even when we go into prayer, you know, things still happen. The enemy knows how to get in there, but just standing firm and really having that discernment and having the your armor of God always.
Right.
And what we say and what we speak and our indifferences, like how it says, don't let the enemy have that much power.
Yeah.
And knowing that we both, everybody grows up different. You know, what one person can okay and is like so used to something and it's like, it's going to be all right. The other person, you know, by the grace of God, you know, doesn't go through what the other person goes through. And kind of like, I don't know.
We can give them an example.
Like a, not being like a chicken, like a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Like when, like my husband was, grew up in like, how do you say, like, where like the bad.
Let me go ahead and give them an example.
Like how they said today, the bad mama jamma.
Me and my wife grew up in two different perspectives of living. And unfortunately, you know.
You know, because I said on here that I was not going to say bad words. But today, the speaker, she said, I'm not going to say no more bad words. But she said, that I'm taking her words. She said, like, bad mama jammas, you know. Like,
yeah.
They think because we are that we don't go through stuff like this.
Yeah.
That we don't have a moment in our heads that, like, you know, is the Holy Spirit going to really protect me, you know? So it's just like my husband was saying, he's gonna explain, like,
well, you know, like I think throughout our days, you know, especially if we're supposed to be led by the Spirit, we're not supposed to fear anything, you know. When you allow fear to drive your emotions, to drive your choices, then fear begins to take over your discernment, you know. And you can't have real discernment without fear, you know. And that it doesn't or sorry you can't have real you can't have real discernment with fear involved, I should say, because when you do, then you lack at something. Like I say, you make hasteful decisions that aren't really well thought out. And me and my wife grew up in two different backgrounds, you know. I'm gonna just keep it real. Like, I grew up in the hood in certain times in my life. I grew up around people in poverty and violence and guns and you know, just gangs and stuff. So for me, I'm like almost desensitized to it. And for her, she didn't have to, you know. Her mother knew better than to place her in a situation like that. But in my circumstance, you know, I didn't have the best of influences around.
My mother was born and technically raised in Ciudad Juarez. And Everybody that knows, in the 1990s, there was a lot of murders going on, especially for women. So my mother knew better, wanted better for her children,
right,
for my brother and I. So she got us out of that, and she brought us to the States. And I was born in El Paso, my brother was born in Mexico, but she brought us to the States, and so I didn't see half of the things that my husband went through. I didn't experience half of the things that he went through. But like how it says here, is there any evil taking root in your household? Are you passive about violence or provision in your entertainment? That means in the things that we watch and the things that we see and the things that we read. And right here it says, are we passive about violence or provision in your entertainment? In your home, are you passive? It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
We have to be mindful, you know? It says, is your marriage bed pure? Has bitterness or anger been stealing peace from your family? Is anyone tearing down your confidence confidence in the word of God or your marriage vows?
Well, I know for sure that when me and my wife were kind of like what we knew was going to be the start of our ministry before we had actually got married. And you know, thankfully we heard somebody else's testimony who had also been through that situation. A brother and sister in Christ, we were listening to their Facebook, and
Nino Salas.
They mentioned that, and shout out to them. You know, if you guys want to follow them, you can find them on Facebook at Tell the World TV, Leslie Salas and Nino Salas. But anyways, they were just speaking, and, you know, they were very transparent about the relationship. They had mentioned that, you know, God was calling them to minister in the middle of their storm. They were like going through a divorce scare, you know.
And we're going to be completely honest. The reason why we can't fully... You got to understand, once more, we're reading from this book called 366 Devotions for Couples, Mr. and Mrs., which that title we just gained last...
2 months ago.
We're April now.
Yeah.
So, 2 months ago. We got married February 14th. So, we're just now stepping in the shoes of newlyweds.
Yeah.
I'm just stepping into the shoes of a wife. My husband is stepping into the shoes of a husband.
Right.
So, the reason why we're bringing in examples from other godly married, you know, devoted couples to each other for a long time
yeah.
that are also in ministry. So the couples that we just mentioned, Sister Leslie and Brother Nino, we've been watching them on when they go live.
Yeah, for a while
on Instagram. So we're using them as an example. Like my husband was finishing.
Yeah, you know, like they just mentioned that God was calling them to minister during the marriage, and you know, she said something that really just. It was like, oh, wow, that's, you know, I guess that's a good point. In the middle of that storm, they were being called to minister, you know, and they were asking why, but.
In the middle of the storm of when they were, or I think they were already divorced. They had already filed the divorce papers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had already filed.
Yeah, so they were pretty much going through it, you know, and they had already started a family and such, but it really sat with me because I was like, wow, you know, in the middle of our storm, in the time before we were even married, you know, when we thought that we weren't even able to do this because we weren't married and we had already had kids out of wedlock.
Because the enemy was lying to us and telling us, you guys are not even married. You guys are going to make a fool of yourselves. You know, like we really started devoting ourselves to wanting to step into ministry as of June. And when today's speaker said, she said today, Christy Miranda, she said, I was called to minister before I was even married.
Right.
And that resonated with me because I was like, wow, I thought I had to have a ring on my finger. Like, there's a lot of things that we're told as women. Pick out your wedding dress, you know, get that promise ring. After you get that promise ring, get that engagement ring. After you get that engagement ring, get that ring. But no, as long as we're married to the Lord, as long as we have a relationship and a marriage and a commitment and we make that covenant, and that promise with our Lord and Savior, once we're married, we're His.
Yeah.
We're His. And whatever will He wants Him to do in our lives will happen.
Right.
Married or unmarried.
Yeah. And, like, I definitely encourage each and every person to be married. But sometimes God will call you out of your circumstances and say, I'm going to use you. During this time, when you get to that point, then I'll be proud of you. But at this moment in time, whatever you're going through, I'm going to use that moment for you to minister, because this is where that true adversity starts. And just like how Jesus went through that temptation before he actually started his ministry, nobody thought that it would be that moment in time that Jesus would be tempted and then start his ministry. You know, we had already been tempted. We had already been agitated, you know, but God can use anybody to proclaim the word of God, you know, anybody at any moment in time in their life. And that's just the power that he has over our lives as well. That's it. That shows his true sovereignty. But yeah, like, you know, a lot was going on. People didn't believe us. We didn't want to come off as hypocrites either, because we were like talking about marriage and having a good relationship, but we were going through it. We weren't married yet. But like my wife said,
but honestly, that's maybe an answer that my husband can answer with this devotion question, you know? Like, is there any evil taking root in your household? You know, obviously that was the evilness that was planted in his mind, because he was like, I don't know enough.
Yeah.
I don't have a year or two in ministry. I haven't even read the entire Bible.
Yeah.
You know, these were the lies of the enemy, that now we know, you know, there's people in ministry that as they're ministering, they're learning.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's the thing about it too, is that when Jesus was calling his disciples to follow him, you know, he didn't shame them or put them down because they didn't know enough. He just said that we're going to move at the pace that that you're able to learn at, you know. And I felt like, and that's the thing, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that speaks through us when we minister sometimes, or most of the time, I should say. So when we're ministering, we're thinking that we have everything prepared, but then God comes in and intervenes into our words, and he's like, no, you need to say this now.
And then when we're done, like, speaking, we're like, wow, I didn't even know I was going to speak all that.
Right.
It was like, yep. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how much you know. God will literally prepare your speech for you. You know, he's going to prepare those things for you. I'm not saying to not study,
as long as we're willing vessels.
Yeah.
Because I hear you saying, like, you know, I'm not telling you to not marry, but the verse that I was saying, like, we're all the Lord's bride. You
right.
know, like, we're married to him. That's what I meant.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, gain that confidence to get out there, find a dating partner, and marry.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we encourage that. But again, too, like how he's saying, I'm not discouraging you guys to not study, but when the Lord is ready to use somebody,
right,
he's like, I'm going to remove all this brokenness.
Right.
Just, I'm going to take you as you are, leave everything behind. And when my husband was going through it and was trying to understand it, he was like, nah, but I have to have my Bible, but I have to have my pens, but I have to have, you know, that wisdom. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I think as long as we're all willing vessels through all that, we're going to learn. And now, you know, months later, from June until now, he's really understood, like how they said today, he understood the assignment. He's understanding the assignment.
Yeah.
That as long as we're willing vessels, it doesn't matter what we didn't know it in 5 months. It doesn't matter what we didn't know 5 years, what we were doing 6 years. As long as we submit to the Lord, he can transform us completely.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a statement as to, you know, you can prepare your whole life, but until God prepares you himself, you'll never be ready. But that's when you know that you're ready, is when God calls you to do something. And like I said, when we first started our ministry, because I can confidently say that now, that's when we knew that God was calling us to do something, because we had the willingness to do it and we were learning. And that, you know, just in this aspect, the one advice I could give is, don't give the enemy a chance to lie to you before God tells you the truth. And that's the joy of truth, you know? The joy of truth is when God tells you, this is true in your life. This is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, and I like that he's saying truth, because it's saying here in this in the second to last paragraph, which truths are delighting your heart today? Is God the anchor for your soul? Does his peace sustain you through hard times? I mean, we can honestly answer that. Does he? Does he sustain our hard times?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What we just said, my husband, because he was the one driving, drove from El Paso, Texas, all the way to where we're here. Obviously, we took breaks.
We took some stops. I didn't do it all in one.
No, I wasn't even going to say that. But he was like, we had already said to ourselves, we're not doing this drive. We're not doing this drive. We're not doing this drive. And the Lord was like, you guys are doing this drive.
Since you said that, now you're going to.
You guys are doing this drive. Yep. And now we're here.
And that's what I'm telling you, that's one thing too that the Bible says, never tempt the Lord, because he will make you do it, even
and
if you don't want to.
Even these I want to say these six episodes, you guys would never even know that we were at a hotel. You guys would probably think that we're just chilling at our comfort of our home. But no, the Lord took us out of our home and was like, I want you guys to minister somewhere else, somewhere where it's needed. You know that there's a lot of Christians and a lot of believers in El Paso. Sorry. There's a lot of believers in the South, but I'm bringing you guys to where it is needed.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
To where it is needed.
Yeah.
Needed, sorry. And when the Lord calls you to complete an assignment, you have no choice
You got to do it. It's that homework you don't want to do, but you know you have to.
At first, we were like, "No, we're comfortable here. We know people here. We can work within our surroundings. People are bilingual here. People understand it here." And the Lord's like, "It's not for the people that already understand it. I've already won their souls.
Nope.
I've already won my people. Go out in the areas that are needed the most."
And that's the most challenging thing, I think, honestly.
And I just looked at my husband. I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, you know? Especially you just, that's the thing is because, you know, when you get into the uncomfortable situation, that's when you're uncomfortable. That's how you know when the Lord is trying to grow you, you know, like have you grow and progress and strengthen what you're weak at, you know. And it's that, honestly, when you step away from that, to be real, it's being disobedient, you know. I can honestly and truthfully say that when we say no to God, he's like, this is not what I want for you guys. If I'm telling you to do it, then do it.
It's because we get like so comfortable in our comfortableness. But the Lord's like, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. And everybody knows we have to be uncomfortable in order to grow.
Yeah.
We have to go through the uncomfortable stage in order to get through our journey.
Well, it's because, let's put it this way. When you're so comfortable in this box, right? You're in this little box and then you start to grow a little bit more and you get uncomfortable. God wants you to break out of that box. You know, he's placing you somewhere different, a much more open place that you can keep growing into until you get more uncomfortable out of that.
My husband said a couple of days ago, like the situation about the shoes, he says, you know, like we have a pair of shoes. And then eventually through time, we no longer can fit those shoes because our feet are growing, you know, from toddler to adolescence, like we're growing and we're trying, we can't force ourselves in the same size shoe that we were in fifth grade. We cannot because they're going to be uncomfortable.
You got to walk into a new pair of shoes.
Exactly. Like he said,
you got to walk with purpose. Yeah. This is the whole reason why we came up with this name. So we can use it.
Purpose.
Walk with purpose.
But yes, go ahead and read that from here to here.
Okay, so it says, are you placing your identity, your future, and your possessions in his hands, in God's hands? Are you fully open with one another, confident in the faithful love between you? You know, this is a question that...
That's a question for you guys. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and repeat it. Like, we're not going to go ahead and answer first how we normally do. We're going to let you guys answer if anybody wants.
Yeah, if you guys want to join as a guest, anybody click on right now. I see that maybe somebody may be listening. So the question is, are you placing your identity, who you are, your future, where you're heading, and your possessions, as in like, you know, your car, your life, your career,
your city,
you know, your house, your home. Are you fully placing it in his hands? Or are you fully open with one another, confident in the faithful love between you, you know, confident in the Lord's love. Are you confident in the relationship that you have with God, or do you seek more? Do you seek the Lord more? Do you want something else out of it? You know, so I encourage you guys, if anybody's listening, to answer this question. You know, we want to hear from you guys. Hop on as a guest. We'll give you guys a second to decide if you want to. If not, then we'll move on. But
for us, like, we just got done explaining it, and we didn't read this before hopping on. We always read it live with you guys. We don't rehearse it. We don't practice it. We just
go off
to make it more authentic and real. And for us, I could say, yes, we had to be out of that uncomfortableness in order to, like how it says here, are you fully open with one another, confident in the faithful love between you? Are you placing your identity, your future, and your possessions in his hands? Yes, I can confidently say yes, because last year it was all about what we were placing in our hands,
right?
Our hands, what we wanted to do, our comfortable stage, what we thought was good for us. We were going off of our flesh. We weren't going off of the Lord's, you know,
Off of what he was trying to show us, off of where he was trying to lead us. And that's the thing, when you go your own way, obviously the Lord allows it, you know. There's sometimes where people have been stopped in their tracks, but, you know, for us, fortunately, we do have free will. That's the agency that we have on earth. But when we move in our own will, not God's, then we start to see the mistakes that we make along the way. And sometimes we get a little bit further. We're like, yeah, you know, this worked out for a little bit. We're here for a couple years, you know, it worked here. But then you start to see the end in that, the dead end. And with God, there is no dead end. Let's put it that way. He can continue you on for the rest of however long he wants you on this earth. And God doesn't have a dead end. He's continuously doing new things. He's continuously opening new doors. He's continuously creating new paths for people. And I think that's the eternity that we're seeking sometimes, is that for us at least, we want to keep going and keep seeking new things, because that's what the Lord wants for us. He wants us to continue growing, to continue looking, to continue learning, and teaching others as well along the way. Hence the reason why Jesus got to his point and he was like, I'm gonna just keep traveling to all these different places. The same thing Paul did when he was in his ministry, you know, he just continued and continued and went and went. And he was listening to the Holy Spirit, and the Lord was telling him, don't go here, you should go there. And, you know, throughout all those times, you just have to realize that it was the cycle of them continuing throughout their journey that really got them to that point where they ended up. And that was, you know, for us as believers, the eternity of the kingdom of heaven. And that's where we're going.
And that's what the title is all about, the joy of truth. You right. know? And having that conversation with the Lord, like, Lord, who am I supposed to reach today? Who am I supposed to talk to today? Who am I supposed to bring to you today? And that's why we get on here every day, because we're strong believers that somebody can, you know, take our message and yep. really resonate it and apply it to their life.
Absolutely.
And while every time we do this, we know that the Lord is pleased with us.
Yeah.
And we continue and we continue and we continue.
Right.
Because we know that there's at least somebody out there,
right?
You know, listening,
right,
and really applying this to their life,
right? And it's not that we're justifying it by the works, you know, because obviously we know that the works are not what justify us, but it's our faith that we're hoping and believing that someday somebody will get on here and say, "Yes, I gave my life to Christ because of what you guys were saying," or "I saw the silver lining in this talk," or "I, you know, I listened to your guys' for a little bit and seen something else in somebody else's talk." You know, it's that connection between believers that we have to believe that things are going to change for people, and a constant movement at that change, and that continually making a difference in somebody's life with what we're saying and what God is trying to tell us to say to people is the purpose behind all of it, you know, and it's just continue. I feel like this talk maybe should just be just continue instead of the joy of truth.
It goes on to say in the last paragraph, pray that your household will be filled with God's light and holiness. Put away any relationship or activity that tempts you to reject his truth. So amen to that.
Amen.
I'm going to be just really honest. You know, I used to, when I was in this world, I used to always, all the time, never skip the beat with these Grammys. And, you know, they were on last night. And because of, you know, a godly couple that was nominated, I was super close to, you know, watching the Grammys and really devoting my time. And then my husband was like, no, I don't think we should do that. You know, if they win, they win. We'll figure it out. We'll find out through social media, right? But it's in those times that just harmlessly, sometimes we're just tempted with the small things that the life brings us. But like how it says, pray that your household will be filled with God's light and holiness. Put away any relationship or activity that tempts you to reject his truth. So I like that it says not only activity, how I mentioned, that was just an example, but relationship, you know? That rejects his truth. So we had to, I'm not saying that the reason why we're going through what we're going through right now, you know, being from hotel to hotel, it's because not a lot of my family members, but most of my family members have not fully given their life to Christ. So I already know if I just bring my children around them, if I am even around them, that it's going to lead me to possibly tempt a little by just thinking certain way, by indulging in gossip, by possibly, you know, having to have those talks with like, okay, we get it. We just left from our hometown and you guys are going to think that we just keep jumping from state to state and hearing the word like not being, having that stability for your guys' kids and stuff like that. But anybody that knows that when you decide in that moment to step into ministry, that's literally what people in ministry do.
Travel.
All day and night. Okay. Travel, and to minister and give the word.
Absolutely.
And some of my family members, even believers, still don't understand that.
Yeah.
But I can't sit here and explain that to them, because if they know, they know. If they understand, they understand.
Right.
That's for only for my God, for Jesus, for our household to understand. You know, if we're understanding that assignment, if we're committing to this with our Lord and Savior, what we don't really have to explain to people, you know, that are still stuck in this world.
Exactly.
Or even those that are not even stuck in this world, that just
if you were to tell somebody, let's just say you're in ministry right now, if you're somebody who's trying to pursue ministry, if you were to tell somebody, anybody in your family, somebody who believed or didn't believe, look, I'm doing this because this is what God is telling me to do. Now, would they really believe you? If they were in tune with the Holy Spirit, absolutely. But if they were to see it from an outside perspective, from a worldly perspective, I should say, would they really believe you?
For the last 5 years, 6 years, we've heard, are you sure? Are you sure? Like, why can't you guys just do that in the comfort of your home?
Yeah.
COVID's still going around. Just do it through Zoom.
Right.
Just do it through Zoom.
Yeah.
We have. We tried TikTok. We tried Instagram. We tried Facebook.
You know, I feel like it's really just when you go through those things, you realize that being stagnant, which is what we're not supposed to do, that being stagnant is what keeps us from, like I said, from moving, from continuing. And, you know, we just have to realize that the craziest ideas and the craziest motives that people have normally, you know, tending towards God are what people don't normally believe.
Yeah, because if somebody would be like, just do it in the comfort of your home, it's like, nah. If I'm still able to move around, if I'm still able to be physically, I'm a physical able body to do this out in the real world like Jesus did, come on now.
Right. If we were to just stop and just end it now, because, you know, people are still getting sick, there's still mask mandates, you know, there's restrictions on people traveling, then what would really get done? There's no shakers and movers in the world if that's the case.
How y'all know what's going on with Russia and Ukraine? There's still people out there, pastors, that are staying behind in Ukraine to continue to minister the word of God.
And people probably think they're crazy.
Are choosing to stay behind. And I was like, man, that sounds a little crazy. But then I was like, no, that's bravery. That they're doing what the Lord has called them to do. If the Lord tells you to stay, stay. If the Lord tells you to go, go.
Yep. Right. And they're doing God's work, you know. And honestly, we were trying to reach out to so many people. Especially just in the state of Texas, you know, we're going to a different bunch of different places, but by us doing that, we weren't really capturing that moment that we were supposed to be in, and that's we're needed in a different place. You know, we're needed where God needs us to be instead of where we want to be. And I think that's the thing that's what I feel like faith really is. Just, you know what, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, even though it sounds kind of crazy to me, I'm gonna do it, you know, and I'm gonna be happy with it, and I'm gonna make the most out of the situation, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Mm-hmm. If it's not putting me in a life death or situation, or if it is, then I need to have faith in you and trust you that you're not gonna lead me astray and deliver me from any evil that I come across, and just help me minister and bring the word of God to people's doorstep if it's needed.
And then in the end, on the bottom, it says here, Lord, let us love one another by living by your word. Give us the strength to turn away from evil.
It says, make us holy as you are holy. Amen. I'll read that again because that's such a good prayer. And honestly, this is like one of my favorite ones this far of this devotion. It says, Lord, let us love one another by living by your word. Give us the strength to turn away from evil. Make us holy as you are holy. Amen. You know, I love how this prayer says, let us love one another by living by your word. You know, we have to stand firm on the word of God and just trust that what it says and what he is trying to tell us is exactly what we need to be doing. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the craziest ideas and the craziest motives are usually what get things done. And whether people believe it or not, just know that God, if he's calling you to do it, to have faith in him and to trust that he's not going to lead you into a path of destruction, which he never will. You know, the Lord puts us in situations or allows us to be in situations so that we can learn, that we can grow. And he always has a purpose for our lives. And whether we follow by the will of God or not, he's going to redirect us in some way. And, you know, like I said, that's something that me and my wife had to learn, especially with each other, that there's going to be things that we have to do that we didn't really think we were ever going to want to do. And now that we're starting to minister, I'm really, I just feel like we're extremely blessed to be in this situation because we could just be a part of the world and not be doing anything with our lives and just living day by day, focused on the wrong things and focused on the wrong people. And there's people out here who really, really need help and really need the word of God in their lives. And like I started a men's Bible study group, and I'm gonna be honest, I kind of stepped away from it for a second because I felt like I was trying to minister to people who weren't really craving that word of God. And I think that's the unfortunate thing is that when you focus on, I shouldn't say the wrong people because everybody's in need of it, but focus on people who aren't needing of it at that moment as much and as dear as somebody else who really, really needs it, it tends to take away that that urgency, you know? And when there's people who really need it, people who are on the verge of giving up completely, and you're in the midst of that, you need to do what God is calling you to do, and you got to step up to the plate, you know? And whether you're ready or not, just start with a prayer. Start with, you know, asking them, you know, what do you need? Is there anything I can help you with? As people, we just need to be more kind to each other in that sense. But, you know, when we're ministering to people, we have to be ready and be brave with it and be bold.
Yeah, it's like, just imagine if Jesus was like, yeah, bring Paul to me. If he was just bossing people around, bring Paul to me, bring, you know, Rebecca to me, bring Mary to me, bring so-and-so to me. No, he was the one, like, walking, traveling, going to people. Hey, I know who you are. And then people would be like, who's looking for me? Yep. Well, you know, my father told me in heaven that I needed to come to you.
Yep. Absolutely. And I think that's the thing is just that, you know, it's the people who you least expect that really need your help, you know?
And we're not saying that, you know, go out and minister, do it, you know, ask the Lord and Savior in prayer. But I'm talking about when next time you're at work, you're called into work, you meet new people, customers, your family members, talk to them, have a conversation.
It's time that we stop being timid with the word of God. We can't
keep living in fear. Like today, the devotion, the pastor was preaching, you know, pandemic is another word for panic.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And that has such a deeper meaning.
We talked about, we had a devotion title called Peace or Panic. And we could have talked about it a little bit. But it's never too late, you know. It's pandemic is short for panic. And I'm here to say, like, you know, like, not continue to have that panic. Right. To honestly have peace. And go out there and live your best life. Like, be happy. Make memories. Be okay with being in those uncomfortable situations.
Right.
Because through uncomfortableness, we grow.
Yeah, and it's through that growth that we realize that the place that we were once at some point in time in our lives, that, you know, there's always, like they said, there's a beginning and end everywhere, you know? As people in this world, we're always looking for the next big thing. We're always looking for the next thing to do. And when you realize that where you were is not where you're going to be, then that's growth, you know? You're building that perspective in your mind that you already are not wanting to be in the place that you need to be. There's sometimes where the Lord tells us to be still, you know, that he's not done with you in that place that you're at yet. But then there's times where he tells you to get up and go. And it will be the most random time. It'll be the time when you're tired. It'll be the time when you just got settled. You know, there's plenty of times where we've been in situations where we didn't want to get up and go. You know, there's mornings where sometimes I'm way too tired to even get up on these devotions because I didn't go to sleep till 5 in the morning. But we have to be thankful that the Lord has called us to his presence. And when we bring, you know, everything to the throne of God every morning and every night before we go to sleep, we're thankful, you know, and we're appreciative of the circumstances. And once you just find joy in all the situations, you begin to look at life a little differently. You know, and I think that today's devotion is such a statement to what we should be looking at. And that's the truth. The truth is that it could be a lot worse. You know, the truth is, yeah, it could be better. But where you're at right now in your circumstances, just take that as a memory and build off of it and use that to build your future. The foundation of joy, the foundation of happiness. It doesn't have to be the end. This isn't the end for you, you know. And we're always continuously moving forward and we're hoping that one day we'll achieve something. But just know that each day that you wake up, each day that you're able to speak, to breathe, to see, to taste, you know, to hear or to just feel at most times, that's already building something. You know, you're building that sense, you're building awareness, you're building memories with your family, with your friends, you know, you're building a testimony through your struggles. So that later in the future, you can share it with somebody who can be moved by it. You know, the Bible is built off of testimonies of people who have witnessed the power and the truth of God. And, you know, we're all witnesses to that. You know, we're witnesses to the power of Christ and what he's able to do in our lives. And even at this moment in time, if you're listening, you know, you're a witness to something being done. That's great. And we're hoping and we're praying that our lives and our futures are filled with an abundance of great testimonies and sharing the word of God with each other and being in fellowship with each other, because we all need somebody we can lean on at times. And if you're that person who needs a prayer, if you're that person who needs a word of encouragement, if you're that person who needs somebody just to talk to, you know, we're always here for you guys.
Yes, we can leave you guys with another verse in John chapter 8, verse 32, how it says, yea shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So free from when you feel the need for some sort of healing, whether the difficulty is injury, illness, financial hardship, a troubled relationship, or anything else. Just the truth, like the title says, the joy of truth, the truth, what you're going through, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think that's kind of all that we have.
Yeah, I feel like I
want to go ahead and, you know, give ourselves time to have a moment to pray out.
Yeah,
and leave you guys with that. Thank you guys for listening.
Yep, thank you guys. And like we mentioned, if you guys need to hit us up privately, you can follow us on Twitter at WalkWP Talk Show, or just simply follow us for another talk on wisdom.
And we will be posting this devotion on there, right after.
Yep, we'll post a picture so you guys can read it for yourself.
And
so
I mean like right after. Like, I'm not gonna wait.
We're not gonna wait hours to post it. It'll be right after we get off. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another blessed night to be able to dwell in your word and the truth that you give us, Lord, that hope that you have for our futures and that love that you place over our lives. Lord, we declare that for our lives, and we just pray that each and every person who is a witness to your power and your love be radically changed, Lord, and that they may receive blessings in their life as well, and that you build strong testimony so that people can come to you humbly and accept you as the Lord and Savior. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for all the gratitude and all the mercy that you have over our lives to keep us going, and the strength that you give us throughout our days to persevere and to find hope for the future so that we may share this later on in life or with somebody that may need it at that moment in time. And we just pray that everybody who is going through something emotionally, physically, spiritually, be healed, Lord, and we declare that over their lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow morning. I promise this time we will get up tomorrow morning and do a talk. And we look forward to hearing from you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or just simply hit us up on Instagram, but mostly on Twitter. We're trying to move everybody towards that. So thank you, guys. God bless.